This is honey, as I live and breathe. Is the hairdressers open for me, honey child?
Honey, you know it is, honey. You're the last appointment for the day. We've been out good open for business, child.
Oh my days, I'm so glad for the honey. I mean, there's only so much shampooing you can do at home before you need some professionals at hand.
Well, we all keep social distance, honey child. Don't you worry.
So, you've all opened up and all that?
With the precautions, honey child.
I know. You know, you always have to mention just to make sure people like you stay with the precautions just to make sure you ain't breaking no rules, honey child, like your teeter turn. You know, that break every rule song, you know, that doesn't really work with COVID-19, you know. And so funny, you know, when you're trying to be rebellious, honey child, and then you put into this situation, we're trying to be rebellious, and then, oh, that actually is not a good idea for you to be rebellious. You know what I mean? But you know how our pop culture don't like to be rebellious. So, oh, it might kill somebody. Oh, hello.
Well, Nanny Prescott, what news have you got for me, honey?
Honey, I'm all right, you know. I remember our little session, remember way back when we were catching up what was going on, honey, child. All the good old days.
Or the last time we tried to open, honey, child, and I was doing, you know, John Botham's hair, honey.
Oh, of course I do. How's he doing?
Well, he's doing good, honey, child. He's writing boss songs you can think of, honey.
Oh, that's good news.
And, honey, child, he's even teaming up with our woman, honey, child.
Oh, Robin Warren?
Yep, honey. And this time he ain't going to the hotel and spend all that money, honey child. You know, just write some songs together. They've been doing some dynamite stuff. And let's just say, it's got a lot of gospel bombs in there, honey.
Bombs in a good thing, not in a bad thing. You know, like when a hit bombs, you know.
Well, put it a bomb where in terms of, honey, when it's released, woo! Salvation might be submitted onto the planet, honey.
Ooh, honey child, that's high praise, honey, high praise.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, but how has it been, you know, how many customers have you got?
Honey, let me give you the 411 everybody's hair, honey child. It is like, ooh, it's a chronicle of who's who.
This will be good, honey child.
Well, my first appointment of the day, honey child, was Ziggy and Zara.
Oh, my damn too.
Well, I was there for Zara's hair, honey, and boy, did I have work to do. I mean, the time when I was on the telephone to him to her hair, honey child, I'm telling you, the guy doesn't know anything.
Well, how did she look?
Well, honey child, you know how Katy Perry went through a phase when she was doing that whole blue, long-haired routine thing, honey child?
Oh, yeah, the teenage dream. Yeah, yeah, well, did she look like that?
Well, imagine that hair, and then the person who was occupying the hair looked like an old prune, honey child.
You mean worse than Madame Natural up there with blue hair?
Honey child, if only she looked like Madame Natural, honey. It was hideous. I mean, the hair was falling off, you know. You know, stopped me from falling like Kylie Minogue, honey child. It was just terrible. So I had to sort out. That took me ages to sort out what Ziggy was doing.
So what did he do to that?
I don't know, honey. It looks like he just dumped her in some acid like the Joker, honey, and then see what it turned up.
Boy, oh boy.
I mean, it went right straight into my apartment with Joe Adams.
You had Joe Adams?
Honey, I needed to have Joe Adams. But because of Zara's hair being such a disaster, I couldn't do anything about it.
You mean his hair was that bad?
Honey, that guy was looking like a mountain lion when I saw him, honey. Mm-mm-mm. Thankfully, though, I got called out Larry LaFaria, honey. Yeah, well, Larry Parker, formerly known as Larry LaFaria, honey. Because, you know, he used to be good at being the barber and all that sort of stuff. You know, still does it from time to time. And thankfully, he managed to see to him, you know.
What happened to Miss Ambridge and that Herman and Kenny Barber, honey, child? What were they doing?
Well, honey, they weren't on shift, and we gotta be careful about this social distance sort of stuff, honey, child. Until we're all easing back in, honey, you know. We're just doing the shift thing for now, honey.
Oh, okay. Well, how's Larry doing anyway?
Well, Larry's doing very well, honey, child. I mean, every time I see him, you know, we almost forget about the guy he used to be. I mean, the guy used to chase skirts like there was no tomorrow, honey, child.
Oh, I know, honey, child. He was worse than that guy.
What guy, honey?
Oh, you remember the leader of the CU.
The CU? Honey, chap, where?
I heard about it. It in like Elysian Fields or something like that, honey, at their uni. You know, the guy who was leading it, honey, child, he tried to add all holy and pious, and by the time he finished uni, I'm telling you, he went through more women than he went through classes, honey, child. Woo! Telling your stuff.
I ain't bought it, honey.
Who over here have you been doing?
Well, after I done the Zara, I had a wheel battle on my hands.
Oh, who did you have?
Well, Shirley Battle, of course.
Oh, boy, she still thinks her hair's in.
Well, honey child, I mean, It is curls upon curls upon curls. I mean, it's like getting through a carpet when you're doing that hair. It is just so bad of a hair. And you know how Mrs. Ambrose used to complain about.
Honey, do you remember Mrs. Taffy too, honey? You used to complain about her hair as well. It was just like that with the curls, the blonde curls, the glory, honey. It was just going round and round.
You're telling me, honey, and that hair was greasy, honey. Ooh! I mean, sir, it isn't as greasy, but boy, it's still a battlefield. Afterwards, honey, I got to see Bonnie B. Cam, and it was so good to see her back. It was good stuff, honey. It was good stuff.
Oh, she always likes coming down and see the hairdresser, doesn't she?
Yeah, no, she does, honey, child. At least she knows I ain't gonna be burning up her hair.
Speaking of burning hair, how's that Melissa Christine doing with her salon?
Well, honey, child, no one's going there.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, honey, they definitely couldn't go there when she was over here.
You let the enemy in the camp? What was he doing? Finding out tips on how to actually do people's hair properly?
Well, honey, let's be saying, honey, child. She actually burnt her own hair off.
Oh, my, this lady's crazy. How did she do that?
Well, honey, child, I don't know, but just put it this way, honey. I think she took Alicia Keys, This Girl's on Fire, a bit too literally when she was, you know, doing her hair. But point being is, I managed to sort that situation out, too.
I bet you got good work on her for, you know, for her hair. Or maybe a bad one, too. You trying to stop her?
Honey, child, I don't need to be trying to sabotage her business. She is a sabotage to her own business, honey. She thinks the only thing that the people go flocking to her is because she has client like this. No, honey, that ain't a way to save your people, honey.
Well, remember that people used to do that at one point. Remember when we're 10%, that's where the people go and all that sort of stuff. You know, does he come for it?
Honey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Wilma Timber is something to be fathomed when it comes to her hair.
What do you mean? Is that bad?
Honey, is that good?
Oh. And without your touch?
Honey, I don't know how the girl does it. I mean, I do help to maintain it, but honey, she hasn't been seeing me for a couple of months. I mean, you know, I don't know how she still gets that look.
Honey, when you're rich and you're married to a lawyer, honey, you have to keep her that facade somehow.
I suppose it's true, honey, child, but she's being really on that point because her hair, you know, woo, it's a little bit straggly, if you know what I mean, honey.
I do, but you know, as long as you got her lawyer husband of hers, goodness me. You know, it's interesting how their husband has done so much benefit to society, or supposedly, I mean, our lawyers, and yet they have done absolutely nothing at all.
Well, that will remain to me a mystery, honey. And speaking of mysteries, I had Lulu her hair soon after that as well, honey, child.
Lulu, honey? How did that go?
Honey, I don't even know, honey. I'm pretty sure her hair is all weird. But she wants me to permit, she wants me to do all the conditions. She wants me to treat it like it's an actual hair, right? And she is just, honey, child, she is just creepy as anything.
So Lulu's still pretty much cuckoo.
Honey, child, you said it burning up again.
So you really had your hands full today?
Honey, child, I had ladies and guys lining around the block in socially distancing, mind you, to make sure they can come in and get their hair done a little snip of a little beard or whatever, honey. Been on my feet all day.
Oh, honey, you might have to get west, honey, child.
Well, me talking to you, honey, child, is the rest all I need, honey.
It's so good we can socialize to some degree. Again, I suppose.
Well, honey, child, I hope just things will be rolling around better.
June's supposed to be the time when we all get there. You know, there's no restrictions, supposedly.
Well, hopefully, honey, child, but we'll see how this one goes, honey. We'll see how this one goes. Take one step at a time like we're Jordan Sparks.
Oh, the good old days of that song.
Well, child, you look pretty much done today.
That's it?
What do you think?
Well, you're maintaining the status quo, honey, child. I can't, you know, fool you there. I don't want anything too, you know, I don't want people to be like, no, recognize me, honey, with the hair. I mean, you know, I'm not like Lady Gaga trying to change other stuff.
Honey, I'm glad you like it. That means I'm pretty much done for the night, honey.
You ask people tomorrow?
Of course I do, honey. I got first thing marrying witches, honey.
Oh, boy, Miss Drama, Drama, Drama.
And her hair is drama, drama, drama. I mean, honey, child, it's like curtains, honey. If you don't start to draw them back probably, she's going to look like Sia with that curtain just coming round that eyes of hers.
What a bit dangerous, that it could hit some.
Mm-hmm, honey, child. But, you know, she's got that specific hair.
Weird, yeah.
You know, I call it mistress's hair.
Mistress's hair?
If you see people and in the movies, right, and they're some sketchy people, honey, and they're usually playing the mistress or they're playing some the lady of the night or something like that.
They're playing Whitney Houston, Queen of the Night?
No, not exactly, honey, child. But point being is when they're playing those sort of roles, you know, those sketchy, they have that sort of the mistress hair, honey, and you know the cut I'm talking about. And her one reminds you of that, honey. Although she ain't a mistress to anybody. Praise the Lord for that.
Well, that's, I don't want anyone to be a mission for anybody.
I know that too, honey. I'm just saying, though. But yeah, her hair, ooh. I gotta get my good sleep, honey, to make sure I get doing that hair right.
Well, all the best to Daisy. Take care, child. And whoa, we're going slowly, but we're going back to some normality, I hope. Before we get to lockdown number 4, back on Boogaloo, Electric Avenue, whatever.
Well, Danny Press, I'll see you too, honey. You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grassy Valley, and on the Credit Show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for listening. It's always great to have you guys listening aboard. Remember, there's over 80 episodes you can binge if you're just joining us, or you can tell others about it. So do that, and tell others about the show as well. But until next time, bye-bye for now.